The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
I would lay my body down beneath the sky and make an offering up to the night and let my spirit wander towards the light. If I could speak to you one more time.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If missing
you've got him slung on your back. You're sort of ba-ding, ba-ding, you know, tapping them at the same time. Ba-ding, 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 ba-ding. And when you make it all the way across, there's a little click, and that door swings open.
And we get immediately attacked by a ghost.
Just instantly ages us well, 50 years.
The question is, do they have to do the same thing to get across?
Well, last time, I think these tiles ended up being safe, so if they just don't walk on the...
Or we're still going to be mage.
Also,
yeah. I mean, what about
it turned
the golem?
Out you didn't actually need mage hands since
well,
they were on the same side. So
probably reach the ceiling. So
he's got four appendages. We'll get through, and then we'll try to make the golem walk in touch.
You walk into a very large room.
Oh, thank God.
With 100 tiles.
As big as Volkswagens.
Well, this is just not going to work.
The floor of this dusty, 40-foot-high, 20-foot-wide chamber is littered with dinosaur bones. Webs stretch from the walls to a 30-foot-tall central pillar, coiled around which is a narrow stone staircase, its steps covered in dust.
Did you say webs?
Yes,
stretch
webs.
From the walls to a 30-foot pillar with dinosaurs. There's a dinosaur-eating spider in this room.
How do dinosaurs get past the traps?
Clever girl.
Just
two raptors on each other's shoulders.
I like that. I like that, Fodge. It's a good one. You make a fair point. You make a very
good
point.
There's a Skyrim door at the end.
God, I hope so.
Carved into the pillar are reliefs of a man carrying a crocodile. The reliefs follow the stairs to the top of the pillar on which sits a large, beautiful ceramic jug.
Oh, nice.
Look at those jugs.
Jug.
That's it. Top of the pillar is a big old pot.
Yep.
And spider webs and dinosaur bones.
We came all this way for pot.
Nah. Who's touching it?
Who wants to get
Mage
that
hand.
Spider webs? Once you set the spider webs on fire.
I don't have any of that.
Oh, I do. Create bonfire.
What kind of wizards?
Create bonfire, I said.
Well, thank you.
Okay, you roast some old webs and dust and stuff. It smells bad in here.
Okay.
My allergies!
Let's slowly inch into the room.
Yep.
Just try and find whatever glowing tile is going to blow our nuts clean off.
What does this floor look like?
This floor just looks like,
regular stone.
Like, yeah, cobblestones.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just cobblestone like before. And like you said, it's sort of just a... This must be the sort of the body of the man carrying the crocodile. So this is sort of you've made your way up the knees and everything else. So now you're like at the base of the torso and it just shoots up whatever I said.
Oh, I see. We're inside the statue.
Correct.
I figured that the statue was just sitting outside. We were.
I'll go up the pillar.
You're going to start going up the stairs?
Shimmy
well, what
up.
Else are we going to do?
Same.
Okay. Who else? Is anyone else going up the pillar?
How wide is the...
Now,
we investigated the room.
Yeah, we...
Right, there's nothing in the room.
Okay, there's no other exits?
If I look up...
Would anyone like to make some sort of roll to confirm that?
Yes!
Yeah.
Sure.
that's what the investigation
no,
is.
No, as it turns out.
Can I be inspired, Fodre?
I have a... That was
I
a
think
ten,
you're inspired.
A 10 for me.
All right.
14 investigation.
What's are we doing inside or investigation?
Investigation.
Okay.
18.
Twelve.
You're not seeing any glowing things, any symbols like that. You're not seeing any obvious traps anywhere.
Fighter got nothing.
Fighter got nothing. Okay. The floor is incredibly dusty.
Okay.
The steps are incredibly dusty. I mean, this room doesn't look like it's been touched by human, dinosaur, or spider-eating dinosaur creatures in some time, if at all.
Okay. So let's circle the pillar.
Yep.
See if anything looks abnormal.
Nothing looks abnormal.
Can either of you just detect magic? Is that something you're capable of?
I don't have that
spell. No.
God. I'm just thankful that I got thieves' tools.
Yep.
I want to take time to thank me for getting utility. Okay, I'm going to step on the steps.
Okay. You start going up the steps?
Yeah.
Now, question on radius. I never forget remember which one radius is.
It's the
is that half the circle?
Yes, that's half.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So everybody then needs to make me a dexterity saving throw.
I'm good at these.
Ooh, 21.
I mean, you used all the good juice in that one.
12.
Juice.
12 is not good.
Juice.
I figured.
Yeah, 16. What? Six.
Okay, so 23.
23 is good.
And that was the good. That my bad roll is one less.
Woo!
Okay.
I rolled a 7.
He's high.
So, I'm gonna save these.
That's cute. I got a 25.
So oh everyone saves, I think, except for Nolan.
Just gets his ball.
You said 12 on your deck saving throw, Dave?
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone saves, but Dave. So everyone gets half damage, except for Dave. So 16 damage to Dave and 8 for everyone else.
Goodness.
It's a little more tolerable.
I will take insight from Josh and perception from everyone else.
Oh, wait. Mm-hmm.
What's 26 minus 8?
26 minus 8.
Okay, that's on an angle.
What did you ask for?
Perception for everyone, insight from Josh.
15.
16.
Okay.
20.
So what sort of happened? Everyone except for clearly I want to call you Broma for a second. Clearly Paul Slayman was looking in the opposite direction as this occurred. But Bork starts up the stairs, gets up a couple of them. You Stone know Bold. You have Stonebold, yeah. Stonebold starts up the stairs, a couple of them. You all realize it was actually he got to the third one.
Oh.
And when you got to the third one, there was a loud krakoom as lightning just shot out of the pillar and just knocked you on your ass back down the stairs and just shot out and hit everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just keep laying on the floor and moaning.
God, I hope it's a jug of lightning.
Jug of lightning. Uncork that bad boy.
Alright, so we're perceptive enough to see that it only got so far.
There's a radius of 20 and this room is 40 feet wide, so I think it got everybody in the room.
Well, I'm saying, is there a spot in the room? Are we understanding now there's a spot in the room? Because there's dust and crap on the floor, lightning leave burn marks.
Yeah.
Can we see there are safe tiles?
It doesn't look like there are any safe tiles.
There are no safe tiles.
What about the corners?
Not even a corner I could wedge my fat ass into.
I would give you, like, a luck roll. Because, I mean, a circle fits inside a square. You know what I mean? Like, there might be some
But it doesn't reach the corners.
Right. There might be a little bit of space, but I don't know if you would get licked by lightning there or not.
Okay, so it was the third step.
You start chipping away at the
Was stairs. There any sort of click, any sort of anything?
You so did not feel a thing? Again. Would you like to investigate the step, Josh?
Oh, wait. All right, hang on. And I go back to the door and just sort of slip down, or just sort of close the door behind me. I'm like, go ahead.
It's blown back into the fire.
I only have 7 HP left.
Yeah, you might want to hang out. I'm gonna invest.
That's actually a really sh**.
Hang
roll
on.
For...
Before we all like scatter, give me a second.
Please. Please do something. I would greatly appreciate it.
What's the?
If any of the spellcasters can do something.
Everybody gets that, right?
Yeah. What's your healing word?
Ass.
You've been healed by ass.
So we heal 7 points?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whee! Everyone does.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Okay. It just blew me back.
Yeah, like it was, yeah. You realize the second your foot touched that step,
yep.
Just boom.
And this is a pillar.
Yeah, you've got a central pillar with the staircase going around it.
I will look at the step.
It's very dusty.
Still?
Yes, would you like to dust it off?
No. But I'm going to see about how high it is.
Okay.
And I'm going to touch the pillar at the same height.
Okay. You reach, so you're kind of standing outside the
I'm
staircase.
Not on the steps.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm looking, so it's step 1, step 2, step 3.
Yeah, and you're kind of reaching over
and
touching
I'm
the pillar.
On the pillar, not the step.
Nothing happens.
What is the pillar made out of?
Stone.
Like really sheer stone?
Do you think you could climb it?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be easy.
Would it be easier with batons
and a climbing kit?
Let me see if they thought of that.
And brook spikes. We've got lots of rope.
Yeah, we do.
Just enough to hang ourselves.
Yeah.
Give me an insight check, Josh.
Thank God I'm the smart one.
Okay. Oh, natural 20.
Boom.
God bless the dice.
You think that you could, like, so you know step one and step two are good, right?
Step three, question mark. Step four, profit. Yeah.
So you think you could anchor and then you could climb up, but then you would be on another set of steps. You know what I mean? Because it has to...
Well, right, but it's a spiral staircase.
Right. And so it's attached to that central pillar going around it, so it's naturally getting thinner as it goes up, right?
Right, but the staircase itself has a certain width. And so there's a wall that has to border it where the structure is built.
So you're thinking you can somehow shimmy all the way up the wall?
Right. Because how big is the pillar?
40 feet high.
So we've got four stories to cover.
So you're not thinking about ascending this just straight vertically?
No.
You're going to spiral up it.
I've got three climber's kits worth of rope and batons. And I know at the very least, each climber's kit lets me secure myself to a pillar, to a surface, to prevent a 25-foot drop. So I've got 75 feet at the minimum.
You could also shorten that anchor point so that you would fall less distance.
All I'm saying is I have enough rope and supplies to cover 75 feet, and if I'm spiraling, that's not doubling anything. So I think I can make it on the wall, avoiding the steps entirely that nearly blew our balls off.
Sure. I say,
give him your Featherfall charm.
Yeah, I think you have to attune. It takes like a half hour. Do I have to attune to that item?
I don't want to go.
It sounds...
Watch, make a perception check.
You don't want to. You got to attune to it. It's like a half hour. Don't worry about it.
If we are all wounded, a short rest isn't a bad idea anyway.
Yeah.
What's perception? Four.
Eight.
Cool.
Do I have to attune to that item?
You don't remember.
You never gave me an item card.
That's right.
Useless DM.
I don't think you do.
Okay. You can have it. Whether.
And when he comes back, I'm just going to jump up and down.
So
Fadre has given me his Featherfall charm.
So Fadre is planning to give you his Featherfall charm.
No, I did it.
Where did you keep that?
It was a charm. It was just around my neck. Like it was like a necklace, I thought you said.
No, it's not like a necklace. It's more like a pendant or something.
Oh. I guess like you just had it clipped on like the Hunger Games pendant.
It's gone.
What do you mean?
It's not there.
Since...
Just FYI, it's been gone for like 12 days in-game.
Alright.
You have made a perception check almost every morning we've played for like the last 2.5 sessions.
For real?
Yes. And you have yet to roll a perception better than like a 9. Like, it's the longest running gag in my opinion because it disappeared. It disappeared before you launched the shit into the air.
Isn't Featherfall an arcane spell?
Yeah, maybe. Not for me, though.
That's right.
Not one I can cast.
All right.
Hang on. So I can give you light? I can mock you. We could be friends. I could whisper in your ear.
I'm just going to assume Dave has nothing that doesn't deal damage.
I can tell you about this healing word. I could cast fairy fire.
Uh-huh. You can be glowing as you fall to your death.
I can get you some phantasmal force, or I can give you a little bit of lesser restoration. That is my arsenal.
Restoration?
Do you have feather fall?
Nope.
Levitate?
Nope.
Tinsler's floating disc.
I'm basically
We've been over this.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm...
Bigby's hand.
I will begin climbing the pillar as I planned.
So did everyone but me know what was gone this whole time?
I don't know. I didn't know where you put it.
No.
Did the listeners know?
Not till now, but I legitimately, if someone has been paying attention, you've been making perception checks almost every morning for the last 3 real-time hours of gameplay or more.
God. Now I don't have a Holy Symbol or a Featherfall charm.
Well, maybe we should just start taking utility spells instead of damage.
I only have utility spells.
Apparently just the wrong ones.
Man!
Okay, Josh, climbing.
Yep.
Are you having someone, like, harness you at all, or are you just, like, manning
up? That's part of the
climber's
kit, is a harness.
Right, but are you just, like, harness, pitons, just you know, hey, but Tom cruising it, saying, or like, are
counterweight
you
sort of thing?
Yeah.
he'll counterweight me. Yeah. So instead of levitating handedly, because of we don't want to waste all the utility spells we have at our disposal, we're just gonna climb the outer wall of the steps on the pillar. Instead of trying to, since the third step shocked the balls off of me, test each one thereafter, because that nearly killed some of us.
Did you say test? Because don't test them.
No, I'm not going to touch them. You shouldn't be standing in the room.
No,
I'm going to fall down the steps.
I'm still outside the door.
Hit four or five of these. But I'm going to be mad while I'm doing it.
I'm just like barely peeking in, ready to close the door.
Okay. So is Flynn's counterweight giving me any advantage on this?
Sure.
Okay.
I will.
You said the word advantage.
Got him.
Lawyer.
I will. Yeah. So you're standing there providing a counterweight. You're hiding behind the door.
Yep.
So this pillar that I'm now secure to, with you hanging off, I'm going to fall, hit a step, it'll blow us away, and I'll just keep bouncing off the step.
This now needs to happen.
Like
so, another group of adventurers going to come for the spectacle. Can we quick save and try it and then quick load?
What is that game? Josh is going to turn into a giant barbarian tetherball.
Yeah. So I'm just wrapped up.
Audrey, where are you in this shenanigans?
So I was just kind of standing in a corner because the circle fits the square.
Why don't you hang outside the room since you're probably nearly dead too?
I don't think I've been hit by things.
You've been hit by things.
I mean,
you've
I've got like 18 left.
You've been struck by.
I've got 25 of 26.
I'm going to turn your phone
off. I have 25 of... Oh, you took 7 back.
Yeah, I took some healing word.
Okay.
Just want Charmanders.
It's already over. You were texting. 5 o'clock.
That time.
That's the end of the excuse.
Okay.
Now he's got to find a new excuse.
Uh-huh.
Charmander.
It's the end of that. They no longer spawn. It's 5:30.
Are you headed up?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm
get
ready in action to get real mad if I fall so I can take less damage.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
So I just climb checks, which is athletics?
Yeah. I give you athletics with advantage since Flynn is somehow counterweighting. I'm not sure how he's counterweighting.
It's fine.
I don't know.
D&D magic.
I will assume that maybe Dave mage-handed a piton into the ceiling.
That is a brilliant idea that I totally had.
I thought so.
I don't think 5 pounds of force would be able to push that piton through that. Okay.
Shut your
As a man who's had to f*** with a wizard, I never got to do
so
anything
does the climber's kit give you a bonus or just let you use your...
I cast light on Josh's head.
Neither.
It that way he stops yelling about utility spells.
All
right. Got your head lit up.
Sweet. All right, am I inspired?
I guess. Yeah, that's fine. I'm at least keeping track.
Okay. First one.
Oh, God.
I got 15.
Okay.
This is just to get off the ground. I'm going to let that one slide.
Just right
I'm
on
not above
step
a
step 3.
I'm not above a
so
step.
So go king, king, king. You kind of, because you've got like steel-toed shoes on and you're kind of like moving yourself. And so far, you've got some sort of anchor point. So Flynn's, you know, bailing the rope or whatever that word is. And
belaying.
So what do you climb at in D&D? Is it half speed? Is it?
Yes. I believe it's half speed, yeah.
Yes. So I'm 15 feet up. So I've got 3 turns of this, but
sure.
I'm going at an angle.
Yeah.
So 10 feet.
Yes.
We'll call it 10 feet. So
yep,
one story
good.
Down, 3 to get. This is a great plan so far.
Yeah, it's working.
Well, you didn't get zapped by lightning on the third step.
Now that you've said that, this is just going to kill me.
Cool. Then we get tether ball.
All right.
Ah, yeah.
There you
so,
go.
20-something.
24.
There you go. King, 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 king. What I really like about this is I like... Just go ahead. Keep on going. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, no. I know the problem once we get to the top. We haven't decided what
you're
the
grabbing that jug
or what to do with it.
Oh, I just wanted you to honk that jug.
Honk.
Okay.
You're inspired.
Right.
Very inspired.
Can you use that on skill checks?
Yes.
11.
Do I know that the magical effects of the inspiration fade after use?
Yes.
I would think you would inherently know that he's not inspired
right.
at the moment because he used it. Let's do... So you bypass that one. You bypass that. So that is...
It's not a sheer cliff.
Yep.
I got above a 10.
Josh, roll me a d10.
All right, fair enough.
I'm just peeking through the crack of the door.
Just getting zapped right in the eyes. Dave the Wizard is blind the rest of the campaign.
10.
The stairs, as they've gone around, they get like a little narrower and a little taller as they go. It's odd. It's almost like each step is like incrementally larger. They would be impossible to ascend and troublesome to descend. But as you're clinking your way about, you tell, you know, Bork to let out some line. You let out some line and you kind of slip on one of your feet and you put it down on one of the steps and you just kind of, and nothing happens.
Okay. Which, can I tell which step that is?
What'd you roll?
10.
That's 10.
We'll call it step 20.
Okay.
So I'm going to, since I know that phase, I'm like, Stonebold! You got this! Stonebold!
You're like, Stonebold! Stonebold! Mark that step just in case. You know it's good.
I'll put a silver piece on it.
Okay.
We should rub some dust on it.
Oh. You owe me a silver piece.
So you are now, you're inspired again.
Okay, I'm inspired. All right, I'll...
So you need one more sort of swinging around to actually, like, Mission Impossible, be above the top of the pillar.
Right. I need one more, at least better than that roll.
Don't
kill me. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey. 21.
Okay. You are standing at the top of the pillar. You kind of swing your way around.
I'm standing on the pillar.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of have gotten yourself up, and you're... Yeah, unless you want to, like, quite literally mission...
No, as long as I'm standing on the pillar and it hasn't exploded.
Nope, you're standing on the pillar. It has not exploded.
Okay, so this urn.
I suppose this is a bad time to mention I probably could have mage-handed that urn.
Well, it depends on how big it is.
I suppose that's true. It probably is more than 5 pounds.
What does this bad boy look like? How big is it? What's our details, dimensions, all that?
Pay no attention as I open the Dungeon Master's Guide.
No worries.
If it's a fucking alchemy jug, I'm going to lose my mind. Just gonna create mayonnaise.
Oh.
Forever.
I still think it's a jug of lightning.
Sir, are you thirsty? Have a sip.
How does that work, Fudge? Like, you just hand it to your enemy and be like, "Hey, brah, open that."
You like pop the cork and it shoots out.
Or you pour your enemy a glass of lightning.
Pour out some pain.
Here, drink this.
Wizard men.
Pay no attention to the sparks.
It is a ceramic jug, about a gallon of... would hold about a gallon of liquid. You pick it up.
Yeah. You want to put a hag's head down where it was?
Indiana Jones is a sissy. Let me pick it up.
Okay, so you pick it up. It sloshes.
Okay. Does it smell like anything? Is it open or is it closed?
It is closed.
Okay.
As you pick it up.
Yeah.
I need everyone who is in the room to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
But I'm in a corner.
No one puts Fudgy in a corner.
Except himself, apparently.
Oh no. Eight.
Eight's no good. 22. Yeah. And,
I have 18.
18 or half damage.
Okay.
As you take, all of a sudden, as soon as you pick it up off the pillar, there begins a rumble in the entire place, and chunks of ceiling begin falling. Full damage is 8, so half damage is 4.
Okay.
And it continues to rumble. Nolan, you begin to see just, like, some of these chunks, some of these chunks are, like, you know, golf ball, baseball size. Some of these chunks are, like, cinder block sized.
Get out of there!
Yeah, I'll,
Can I...
If you're my counterweight, all I gotta do is jump, and you just slow me down. Yeah. So I'll do that.
Let's just, for shits and giggles, let's just toss some initiatives to see how people act in what order.
Okay.
Oh, nat 20, baby.
17.
12.
Sorry. 8.
So it looks like it goes Flynn, Josh, Dave, and then Fodre.
Okay.
So we'll just start with Flynn.
All right. I'll let go of the rope and run. I can.
That's
fair. I'm going to just ready in action.
Slow my descent. You'll slow my girth.
Would the dodge action against falling ceiling do anything or help me out in any way? Like preparing myself, like looking up.
Technically, no. But
you could
DM wise.
You could prepare yourself for more chunks of the ceiling falling, but it's also mitigated by the fact that you're holding on to a rope. You know what I mean? Like, unless you're going to full out dodge a block and let go of the rope that's holding him, it's going to be hard to, like, take the dodge action, if that makes sense.
What life are you at?
26.
Just run. 40 foot, 3d6.
Save yourself!
I'll be fine.
Don't jump on the fire tile!
Alright. I'm gonna dip then. Are you going, okay, in game, are you going, like, you see me probably, like, looking around?
I've yelled run.
So have I.
I'm mad. I'm gonna jump off this goddamn pillar.
Fair enough.
And I'm gonna just avoid all these rocks.
Alright, I'm gonna run out, and so I can make it. I have
40 You probably have 40 feet of movement. Yeah, you can actually get out of the room if that's what you want to do.
Yes. And then how high is the ceiling?
Like, what did I say? I think the center pillar is like
40 feet tall, so...
Yeah, I think the center
pillar... Or sorry, in the next room.
Oh,
next
9 feet.
Yeah, a little one.
9 feet?
Yeah.
So if I'm 6'3", can I reach...
As you run through the door, I'll just sort of grab you and hop on your shoulders.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys are theoretically doing the man and crocodile bit out.
Yeah.
Okay? Josh.
Yep. Off the pillar.
You just gonna jump?
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, so if I don't
Are you
jump,
raging first?
Oh, yeah. I'm pissed.
Are you releasing yourself from the harness first?
That's what the rage is.
The ropes, I guess. I ain't either getting hit by falling roof.
Well, so if the thing is down, would there be a reason for the...
This is a lot of work for an alchemy jug.
Yeah, this is insane.
We didn't have to pay for it.
That's true. With potions costing 300 gold, maybe this is fine. I'm still bitter about the potion prices.
Exorbitant.
What did the first round of lightning do in damage?
16, I think.
I 16, and I will tell you, I rolled under average.
Mm-hmm. Just jump. It'll be 3d6.
Well, if I'm raging, and assuming I make
half
it...
Half of 3d6 is not that much.
Yeah, but that's...
How far down was that one step? Because you could hop to that and then jump off.
Well, no, what I'm thinking is if for any reason the trap is just disarmed because there's no reason, like the magical thing is gone, then I take no damage running down the pillar. I'll just jump. I'm jumping. I'm raging, jumping towards the door.
Okay, make me an athletics roll.
Sure.
Because I want to see how far you get. I'm going to give you a chance to roll a 1. Because it's going to be real funny if you roll a 1.
Falls straight on his head. Just dead. So
you're spired.
12, I'll blow this. 16.
Nice.
The most stunning acrobatic.
Stonebold releases, takes a couple steps back, and just leaps. I'll say that's good enough to clear so you don't hit any of the pillar on the way down.
God.
Later, nerd!
You can clear, what is it, double your height? Is that right?
Like that jug.
Wait, you're talking about a long jump?
Yeah.
That's your strength jump. Score.
What's your strength score, Josh?
18.
So theoretically, you could cover 18 feet.
I think a standing jump is half that.
But you said I took 2 or 3 steps back.
Oh.
I got these little hooves.
You ain't got much, but you definitely cleared the pillar. You're probably going to end up landing essentially prone right in front of the door.
I'm a hardcore parkour roll into that
wall. 8 damage, so you take 4.
Yep.
That's definitely better than
And you're kind of laying there next to the door.
Now, is a jump an action? So my question is, if that's my action, can I get up and move?
You're wondering if you can double move through the door?
Right.
Half movement. Roll me an acrobatics. I'll say you can take that movement, but you got to make an acrobatics. You're carrying a jug full of liquid. You got your pack on you.
Why haven't you drank that liquid yet?
Because it could be mayonnaise.
Okay.
It's lightning up.
7.
Lightning and mayonnaise.
So, 12.
So you make this leap, boom, buckle, bruise, burn, you roll, and you hit the side of the wall right next to the door.
I'm close, baby. Just start rolling to the wall, just thump, wham.
Ceiling.
All right. Fodge.
Next round.
I think I'm just going to bolt for the door.
Okay. What's your movement speed?
30, so I'll double move.
You're going to double move? Okay, you can get out.
Okay.
Some more rocks fall.
Everyone dies.
That's 13 damage. So
Less.
Half of that will be... I rounded...
Do I get a save? I can wiggle. but I'm not unconscious.
I'll give you a roll at disadvantage because you're laying on your back.
So now it's just a normal roll because I have a roll at advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Eight. So what was the damage?
So it's 13. Wow. I'll give you 7 this time because I usually round down the first time. So...
All right.
Big chunk the size of a cinder block comes down on your knee.
The good news is, now that I'm taking damage every turn, my rage continues.
Ooh.
So I'm just swearing and yelling profanities. You hear a thump, slam, God! And then a crunk, mother of...
So Flynn, it's your action. I assume you two are just going to keep moving together. So technically it would be your action next.
We would get down to the next one and hop across that.
Yeah.
I go out the door.
Okay.
I mount him atop me and we do the
Gotcha.
In our wake, the Shield Guardian is just going to step on shit after we're well past it.
Wait.
Because we've got to get him back out.
Right, but he can still take the correct steps.
I mean, if he can, yeah.
Yeah, he can.
Okay.
He did on the way in.
Right, okay.
He's going to just roll so much damage and murder that Shield Guardian.
No!
Okay, and you guys navigate your way back to the initial pit. The rumbling stopped, like, shortly after you two left the room.
Okay.
It is not as if the whole house of Man and Crocodile is coming down.
That's comforting. Okay, so Shield Guardian in the pit, ferry me across, you big...
He just holds his hands up and we step on his hands and go across.
And you folks eventually make it back out to daylight. You see Eku is sitting under the shade of
something.
Coming
out covered in dust and scratched and bleeding slightly.
Charred.
I instruct Eku that I'm the best rogue in existence.
Did you learn the lesson of the House of Man and Crocodile?
Yeah. It's not worth it.
Really wasn't.
It's just not worth it. That's really the lesson of the parable. Not worth it.
At least did we read the fine print? I don't know.
Nah.
Perception check?
Everybody?
Sure.
About to get attacked by Ostrich.
20 fucking 3.
20 fucking 3 11. Is a good roll.
My perception 4.
4.
22.
22 is also good.
16.
Our two spell-like friends notice it before everyone does. There's a little bit of movement.
Alarm!
Behind you. Behind you on the House of Man and Crocodile.
Mm-hmm.
There is something, a few somethings like scaling the side of it. They're like, because obviously this is a plateau, right?
Yeah.
So there are a couple of them like say 20 or 30 feet above you on that first level of plateau. Scaling around. And you notice very decorative-looking masks on these small
back,
humanoids.
Back to the canoes!
And,
wait for the good pitches.
The two of you most... The other two of you most definitely recognize when they start blowing a horn.
They're gonna stack! They're gonna stack!
Oh, get yourself stacked.
Are we just going through and wrecking every religion these poor people have? Like, we're just the worst.
And,
we got a Shield Guardian. Let's just wreck house. I don't want to run.
Get some XP.
Just crush them.
As
there's like 50 of them. How many?
He is out of spells.
Yeah, but he's got a Shield Guardian.
I mean, I guess.
Do you have
second level spells?
No, used it.
Oh. What second level spells you
use? More healing for you.
You did not use it on
yes,
me.
I did. Well, it was healing.
I've got all my spell slots. Because none of mine are utility.
Oh, no, I used a Cure Wounds at second. Yeah. I used a second level spell. I marked
word
it.
At second?
I don't know. I've only cast healing spells. I don't know which one went
right,
to where.
Right. Well,
Can we just wreck house?
Well, I suppose if they're climbing down the thing, and we're right outside the thing, they're pretty close.
They're not climbing out of it. They're not climbing down from a thing. They very clearly are standing on it and blowing a horn, and some of them are pointing in your direction.
Right, but that means that they're within like 120 feet, within 50 feet.
Oh, yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
It just means those aren't the things we're fighting. Something else is coming.
Oh. You begin to hear...
I create bonfire under one of them.
There they are! They have killed the tribe! And you begin to hear crashing in the underbrush from nearby.
Wonderbrush.
Wonderbrush.
Right by rustling in the bushes.
It's a big rustle.
Big rustle.
the book presents me with an option. Who wants the roll?
I've been doing hot so far. What am I rolling here?
Choose over or under. Which one do you want? Over or under?
We'll do over.
Okay. You want over.
Yep.
Okay. Because I know which one you want on this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. As you're standing there, you actually hear loud crashing.
Okay. So we're heading towards the river then.
Yep.
Let's do it. As breaking through the underbrush, maybe over there by the pen or something, you know, coming out of the jungle, you see three axe beaks.
Oh, okay, the birds.
Which are really not a big deal.
What was their other
The Allosaurus action? Chasing them might be a big deal.
Oh. Chasing them.
Well.
Behind them.
Correct. So what would you like to do, assuming we keep initiative order? You have another Allosaurus and three axe beaks bearing down on your direction.
Or, well, they're going to outrun us, and if they're by the pin, they're behind us towards the river.
The pin is actually
how close are they?
You want to grab the map again?
Because the Allosaurus, last time we fought one, could cover like 100 feet in a round.
Did we fight two of them at once?
The pin is there, so you guys are there. So, they're probably over there, so let's say, optimistically, they're maybe 60-some feet away.
Okay, so they'll be able to catch us.
And the camp is already set up, meaning if we struck camp, we'd have to leave a whole bunch of stuff behind.
Which includes we got a big thing. Make the big thing fight the Allosaurus.
Yeah.
The shield guard.
All right, let's go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys can keep your initiative orders, and we'll set something up.
Yeah, I think we have to.
Do I have a potion?
What do you mean, make the big thing fight the Allosaurus?
The shield guardian.
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted me to cast friends on the Batari stack to fight the Allosaurus.
They're not stacking up. They're just like, you guys suck.
They're destroying our
They're religion. Not stacking up. They're just like...
Josh, make me a survival roll.
Yeah.
I never got an item card for the shield guardian.
It's a shield guardian. Survival.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know any stats or anything about him.
Seven.
Which is probably important.
I forgot to write that down.
Okay, so Fodge is the gray one, so you can obviously tell who he is.
Yay!
I'll be this guy.
I figured Flynn would want to be that guy. Josh is that one, which is helpful. And Dave. Yeah, we'll make Dave the wizard this horrible, evil-looking one with the painted skulls.
Naturally.
Are you the baddie? I need three axe beaks.
Oh, I took quickened and twinned.
Oh.
Twins might be.
I forgot to write down which ones I took.
The other option was a lot of undead. Like 2d8s worth of undead. I figured you would rather fight 2d8s worth of undead than an Allosaurus.
Oh, so we did get the bad option.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would call it the bad option.
We don't have a cleric.
Well, no, Eku is out here.
Eku's not the cleric. Silver Tusk was our cleric. Eku's useless.
Silverbat? Well,
okay, what does Eku do?
She runs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Heals sometimes.
Guides.
She helped us heal afterward last time.
Right.
Sticking to their job description.
Bastard.
And are you guys okay with keeping the same initiative order, or are you annoyed if...
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
I was just going to roll them into it because I felt like that would be easier for me.
We had some pretty healthy rolls, so if anything, that might be beneficial.
At least it wasn't DOA.
Dave on arrival.
The axe beaks are actually large. So I need to illustrate them as large.
Does he still understand? Does Flynn still feel like they're nothing to worry about?
I mean, they're not horrible to deal with. They're something that you don't want to fight in packs. The first F would be Flynn. So, Bork.
All right,
time for a Bork attack.
So, what's between us as far as like cover or
I guess I could do that, right?
When do you get Dwarven Forge our landscape pieces?
Come on. I know, right?
Come on, Patreon!
I'm sure listeners would love to hear about what...
Pets are brilliantly painted.
I'm cheating off the map a little bit, but if you're looking for a little bit of stuff, we'll say that...
Command tent?
No, that's the animal pen.
Oh, okay. With a wee little bobby inside?
Yeah, but you're not really worried about that at the moment. You're probably worried about
if we threaten to kill the baby, maybe the half speaks will leave.
I'm sure that'll be reasonable. Right? Like,
mothers are always really happy when you threaten their young.
Yeah.
What would you like to do, Flynn?
So
moving through that would be a little bit problematic. You can move around it, obviously, if you want it.
Just move around, ready in action. As soon as one of them gets up to you, beat it in its beak. Don't go up to them. Make them come to us.
I'm going to, as soon as someone gets within punching distance, that's what I do.
Okay. Bork moves up, kind of puts his shoulder up against the side of the animal pen. Ready's in action to punch. Stone Bold.
Stone Bold. Cloughs a pot.
Gluck, 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 gluck.
Where'd you get one of those?
That's the one we've had.
I feel like we had to vote on the use of that.
Wait a minute.
You've been outvoted.
God. I've used nothing but healing spells.
That's like 950 gold right out the window.
And I will move up.
You wasted it.
That alchemy joke could have been full of potion.
Much harder time to use tactics. I'm not going to be moving up in a straight line, however. Okay. I should be okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to, I think I'm going to start a mini for the sword and board.
We need a mini for the shield guardian.
Oh, I thought I left one out over there.
Is there?
I guess I didn't.
I got some minis.
He's a large creature, right?
Yes.
For you viewing at home, it's a tank.
This dinosaur's just chasing them. They chase them right up to us, and they just start killing us.
Everybody. You get your action on that one, Flynn.
Immediate headlock.
Grab one.
Oh, I could.
It's not a bad idea. Write it off to the sunset.
Let me do that first, because I want to see what your attack does, Flynn.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna.
An axe beak comes right at you. This giant ostrich-shaped thing with a weird beak. You're gonna attempt to grapple?
Yep. 23 is the number to beat.
That's opposed strength checks, right?
Yep.
Unless it's got a better acrobatics.
One, you bird bastard.
Acrobatics is you.
So this thing comes running in, you know, beak first, bobbing its head, and it bobs, and you just deftly dodge, and you get it in a headlock.
Wow. I'm gonna give it the business. Flurry of blows.
Don't fight. That's a big arm.
What's the line from
the rundown with the rock?
Some creatures appeared there.
That is a 16.
You hit.
Second attack is a...
One more gain.
16. One more gain.
It hits.
One more gain.
One more gain. I just got two gain. All right. So that'll be... 11 damage.
Okay. You wrap your arm around this thing's neck, and you just body blow, and you hear the axe beak go. Can you actually? I've got 10 more feet of movement in the back one. Can you move? I think it can it get up to the tank.
5, 10, almost.
Okay, so I'm still short.
Yeah, just by 5 feet.
Okay. I know you got it cocked on an angle to symbolize large, so I wasn't sure if I was touching it or not.
It's close, but it's not.
So the axe beaks can attack
myself,
you, and...
This one can attack me, Fodre the tank. This one can't reach any. This one can attack Flynn. Unless they have a 10-foot reach.
I don't think large characters automatically
get
an action.
I don't think he's
reaching automatically, with my... Not
automatically, no.
Armor runs through.
Yeah. So one can attack Flynn, who is currently grappling him.
Right.
The other one can.
So the one that is currently Flynn has, it begins thrashing around trying to hit you with its axe beak.
So it's not trying to escape, it's
no.
trying to attack?
Okay. Yeah. It's an animal, you just grabbed it around the head, it's just flailing. But it has a really goddamn sharp beak and a sharp beak. And I'm assuming that a 19 will hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all.
Today on Shark Beak.
It's a total of 4 damage. As it slices up your forearms. You still got hold of it. It slices up your
you
forearms.
Have four arms? You have 4 arms now?
Goro style. Josh does a...
18.
14.
I'm currently using sword and board. Because I don't have a lot of hit points right now.
How many more do you need?
You're going first next time. If you refuse, I'm going to push you first.
He's going to wear you like a shield.
I'm going to tie you to it. I'm just going to walk with you in front of me.
As you hold up the shield, the beak just conks into it twice. Or, you know, bang. And
the unfortunate thing is I can't use my feet while doing this. But
it's Dave the Wizard's turn, Mr. Kingsong.
All right. I am going to twin cast Witch Bolt at second level.
Damn. Okay.
Which will let me hit two targets per turn.
Yep.
For a minute.
Ooh, dirty.
And I just looked up like the whatever the sage advice stuff to make sure that I could do that.
Start hitting them.
Yeah. So I believe that's a it's a ranged spell attack. So, I will go ahead and hit this one.
Yep.
And
kill
this one.
Yeah. Yep. So you're going to hit the one that's injured and the one that's not been injured.
Yep.
Okay.
The one that's the cooler figure.
So it's for this one.
Yep.
It's a 15 to hit.
A 15 will hit.
Okay. And then for the other one, that would be a 14 to hit.
A 14 will hit.
Okay. So both of them will take 2d12.
Oh, nice. You know, d12.
I got one.
Do you add anything to that, or is that only some spells?
And it's lightning damage.
So you're going to hit this one first, roll damage?
Sure, that one.
Nine
lightning damage.
And you already did how much?
11.
Okay,
so 20 total.
Okay, yep.
And then...
That's what I thought, I just want to make sure.
13 lightning damage.
So Nolan King Song draws his finger pistols. Let's loose with lightning. It's almost like... He held the head out just perfectly for you, and you shoot the thing, the one axe beak, right through the neck, because he's got it kind of stretched out there, and the head just comes off in your biceps as he's just like...
I'm still clutching like, you little son of a bitch!
We're going to shoot lightning.
As you blow that axe beak clean apart.
Nice.
The other one is roasty and toasty, but still
living.
Flipping the head around.
And then I will move this way. Nothing to use a bonus action on, so I'm done.
So the little pin wasn't sturdy enough to keep a baby axe beak out. You are betting your life on the fact that Allosaur...
That's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
I do have an AC of 18, so I'm not...
That's kind of what I was thinking about when Flynn moved over there. And then Dave moved over there. I'm like, okay.
I trusted the birds to not do it. That's like...
Well, I don't know.
They may both be large, but one likes to tear through shit and the others fly around it, kind of. So, Fodge, it is your turn.
I think I'm going to cast Vicious Mockery on the one that's not being grappled.
Well, that one's... Okay.
Can you cast it on the big guy?
What is the range on that? But
he's probably 70 away from you, give or take, I would guess, from that distance.
Who is that him?
He's the one with the phaser.
He's at 75.
So I would need to move up to 60 foot, which I could.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Oh, you take an attack. Well, if you move
not
past,
if I go around.
Just hang out and prepare an action.
If you go back here, you could do it.
Just hang out and prepare an action.
Okay. So if he gets close, then I'll prepare Vicious Mockery.
If he gets within range, then go, you're a wiener!
So I can still use like my bonus and my movement while preparing an action.
Yep.
Yes.
I don't think I need to move at all. You still have one grab.
What does
right?
it take to
no,
direct?
No, it's dead.
It is dead, okay.
What kind of action is it to instruct the golem?
That's a good question.
I thought, does that go separately on, like, does it go on my turn, but it's its own full action kit thing?
The Shield question. Guardian, I think, in combat mostly works if it's right next to you. Like, you just have to keep
it. So I have to use my action to command it to do things, or it gets its own turn?
He's finding out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't say within the text how you actually manipulate it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
inside
would you
the monster
like
manual.
To rule?
Well, in the book, it does say, if it's standing next to its wearer, or stand next to the wearer of the amulet, it gets a +2 bonus to the owner's AC. So if you're within 5 feet of it, you get that.
Oh,
that's nice.
That's automatic.
I would say they would have anticipated a PC getting a hold of one of these.
One would assume so, yes. But I, as far as I know, there's probably something out there, but I haven't ever seen anything as to how. It does say in the flavory text bit that it can command to attack enemies or guard the wielder against attack. I'm assuming if it's command, then you
just yell attack it.
like, you would have to, I would assume that that would take some sort of action. Probably just like casting a spell or using, or I don't know, probably an actual action.
Well, that's up to you.
I would say let's play with it like that for now.
For an actual action?
Yeah, it would take a, so for a movement action or an attack action, you know, for a movement action or an attack action of yours, you can command it to do a thing.
Okay.
Once you scoot here, get the bonus AC, and right. have it pummel that
well,
dude.
Well, not there. There. Because otherwise, opportunity attack.
Mm. I think that works, yeah. I don't know what it's to hit is or anything, though, is the only bad part.
He's got it.
So, yeah. No, I've got that information. My curiosity, though, is so if you move, and then you command it to act, then the only thing left is your bonus action. So you right. won't you be ready to do Vicious Mockery.
Right, so
but
yeah.
But that thing way. Hits hard.
Yeah, so we just okay. want
to... Yeah, let's kill what's here instead of... Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll do that.
So that's what you're doing?
Yeah.
I'll just sit over here and play the game by myself. Roll me a d20, Fudge.
10.
18.
Oh, never mind. That's better.
Yeah. Okay. Roll me 2d6.
Maybe. 4.
Plus 3.
7.
So, you step up closer to the shield guardian, and what do you say anything? I'm giving you a moment for a one-liner.
I don't have anything good to say. Like
he
nothing.
Says, I don't have anything good to say.
The Rancor's brothel in a nutshell.
Get him.
So
it's
you step up.
Time.
You step up and you're like, hit it, and it just hammer fist straight down on the back of the axe beak's head and just breaks its neck. It just goes down in one hammer fist.
Cool. And for my bonus, I'll inspire.
The column.
Just these don't have loot.
I guess I'll go with Josh.
Woo, inspiring.
Okay.
It's the Allosaurus' turn.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It doesn't give a fuck about that thing.
It don't care. Maybe a little difficult terrain, though.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure it out here. So 5, 10, 15, 30, maybe 40. Yeah, I think you could just get to 4.
Yeah. Reap!
Yeah. Speed 60 feet. This Allosaurus sees Flynn, sees old Bork over there, and it just charges through the fencing, just destroying it. Jurassic
Why do I have to look
style.
So juicy?
Oh, Jake, it's on your butt.
Dang.
Oh, I had it on your pants.
J-O-O-C-Y.
Who put that there? It was me.
I did this.
Now let's see if I can actually use these the way they're supposed to be used. I need to do...
No.
So I would do that. Ooh. 14 hit, Flynn.
Yep.
Oh, it does?
On the
button. Yeah, I have no armor.
You are knocked...
I thought you added your wisdom to your AC.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Flynn made a decision about his physical stats.
It was a decision.
I see.
Flynn, I rolled max damage on this, so 12.
Okay.
And you are knocked prone.
In the same spot or slip back?
In the same spot. Because the thing about the Allosaurus is the Allosaurus comes up and they knock you down. And then I get to attack you for a bonus action while you're prone.
Okay.
So I get advantage.
Oh, so it's kind of like what knocking someone prone used to be.
Yes.
Effective?
So it runs up, charges through the thing with one big swipe, knocks Bork to the ground. You don't really want me to hit this one. But I do. 23 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
And it bends over and tries to bite you.
Bends over.
Not a lot of damage, though. 10 more damage.
All right.
As it tears into your stomach.
I'm out. I'm down.
Man down.
So you're in negatives?
I'm at 0.
Death saving throws if you're not stabilized, I think.
Anytime you hit 0, you're doing it. Yeah.
Okay. So Flynn will be making death saving throws on his turn, which is now.
Right on.
Meat grinder in effect. You need a 15 or better.
All right, there's one.
Bork fails his first death saving throw.
Bork.
It is your turn.
I would like to say I've used all my healing spells on Josh, and he chugged a potion.
Been fun, guys.
Medicine checks are a thing. Just saying.
I don't think I have any first level spells left or anything, do I? I don't know.
What's your wisdom score? Not that great.
You have
Mine's
even
better.
One cantrip.
This says I've used
Spare the Dying?
Two. Yeah, it should be Spare the Dying.
Do you have it, though?
Well, I don't have Spare the Dying.
Nope.
I have two.
Why would we have that?
Flynn needs to come back as a cleric. What you doing, Josh?
One.
Okay.
Getting that Shield Guardian up there will be helpful.
The Stone Bowl watches poor Bork's innards become,
outards.
You don't really see him outards for much as it starts, like, just slurping up his intestine like, noodles.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Intestine noodles.
Which I'm not allowed to have anymore.
Intestine noodles? That's a shame. They're delicious. Okay. Hey.
You have four first level spells.
Okay, then I should have at least one left. Because I'm not sure if I used two or three, but I definitely did not.
I think
not
it was three.
Four.
So can you still draw a weapon as part
so
of the
So I can heal you once.
Sweet.
I think it's a free action.
I think okay. I used three. So I'm I'll just
abandoning
use...
sword and board.
Uh-huh. And I like it.
I mean, he's down, so I'm raging, and I'm going to go to work on the Allosaur.
Yep.
Wait, so why are
great
you...
Great Weapon Mastery, Reckless Attack.
What are you abandoning?
Ooh, Reckless Attack.
Sword down, two-handing, my great sword.
You're just switching weapons.
Yeah.
I see, okay.
But I don't
He's dropping his sword and shield.
Right. Because I think that takes a move.
Right.
So drop, move, draw, attack.
Yep.
And I'm just going all in.
All in.
I mean, because if we have one heal spell left...
Right.
Yep.
We need the Shield Golem to come over here and
but
kill this thing with
share.
Me.
He has to share.
Everyone take a sip.
Was this 1d8?
Okay.
Yeah, plus 5.
So 4, right?
That's nice.
Yeah. Okay, so I hit 19 plus everything.
Uh-huh.
19's the roll.
It's a big lumbering dinosaur. It's actually pretty easy to hit.
I hope so. Okay, so this plus...
Just keep in mind, this is what I wanted to do to you when those others charged you down last time and I missed all my attacks.
Oh, that's nasty.
Ooh.
27.
Oh, good God.
Max roll, great weapon, mastery, rage.
Damn.
Damn.
Guess those healing spells have been worth it so far.
Yeah?
Yeah, why are you so butthurt? I went there and took all the damage.
It's the Axebeak's turn. Can it move over to attack Fodge?
Sure. 5 feet. Yep.
Yep.
But he has plus 2 AC.
Whee! As a reaction.
What?
No, by standing next to him.
Right, but it is. Oh, it does
uses,
call it a reaction.
It uses the Guardian's reaction.
Oh, yes, it uses the Guardian's reaction
okay.
to do
okay.
so. Just so I'm making sure you learn that now.
Okay.
I mean, yes, know. For this instance, it's a plus 2.
Okay.
But for the future, like, you get to decide yeah. if...
Because, see, then he can't do an opportunity attack.
Okay.
Still.
Oops.
That dice bounced and did weird things. So I'm going to bet that a 10 doesn't hit.
No.
So,
and I do not need to use a reaction.
Oh, right. You could save that for an opportunity
yep.
to hit.
Correct. So it... And misses. Dave.
Speak.
Dave. Mr. Kingsong.
All right. Well, Twin specifically has to target two things. So I will go ahead and hit a lightning bolt on both of them.
As he goes finger guns again.
Yep. Pew-pew! Nice room, I have two testicles.
Ow.
So,
Does that mean later on, if you want to use it, you would, like, have to target Josh?
No, I just wouldn't.
Bring it on, pussy. You ain't got the stones.
That's an 18.
An 18 hits.
And that's a 22.
22
or
does
21.
Hit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 21 doesn't hit, so.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. Okay. So this, yeah, this one, 13 damage.
Ooh.
Wasted good damage on him.
I didn't, sir. Oh, I did not.
Thank you.
18 lightning damage to the Allosaur.
It's the wizard's decision.
Oof. Man. You guys are showing some stones.
And now I'm going to...
Run away?
Back away.
You got an 18 AC.
Yeah. That doesn't mean I like to use it.
Fodre, it's your turn.
Also, I still only have 14
cure
health.
Cure wounds on Flynn. So, okay. 1d8 plus 4.
You have to move to him to do that, though.
Oh, is it touch?
It's touch.
Go touch.
How sure are you?
Very.
I believe it's cure. Yeah, it's cure.
Okay.
It's
healing word is the ranged one.
Oh, okay.
It's going to
so
take
no
its opportunity attack as you go by.
Is there a way I can move around and
no,
not have that happen?
No.
There's a
okay.
disengage action, but I think that actually takes an action.
Yeah,
it
yeah
does.
Okay. I'll hopefully this one.
Now, it attacks him as he's leaving this space. Right?
Yes.
So, yeah,
so
I can use that
reaction.
Okay.
Yeah. I rolled a 20.
That so it wouldn't
yeah.
help.
Yeah.
I was say I don't think it's gonna matter anyway because it's gonna hex you on the way. And I rolled. Damn, that's the second time I've rolled max damage. 10 damage, Fudge.
Oof.
As it slices open your shoulder as you run past it.
Okay.
Blood sacrifice.
So cure wounds.
Rolls for the
squad. Hey.
All right.
Bork's going.
It doesn't actually get him on his feet, but.
Yeah, no, he's.
I grab my innards out of its mouth. Give me those back!
I need that!
You and, share.
I didn't say you could eat my food.
We're lady in the tree.
Are you doing anything else, Fudge?
I'm going to use my last inspiration to inspire Bork.
Okay.
Bork.
Bork is inspired.
Still inspired?
Yes.
Yeah, you put it on me.
Inspired.
Okay. And that doesn't add to damage, right?
No.
Yeah,
I think so.
The Allosaurus is going to take... It really wanted to take a chunk out of the thing that hit it with a whole bunch of lightning, but it also wants to take a chunk out of the thing that just slit its throat.
I have clicked my thing. I'm using my trained skill of dick waggling.
Did you write it in?
I did.
I misspoke. I have one more inspiration.
I roll a nearly critical dick waggle to
Let's
taunt
see
the Allosaurus.
I saved you the flex, buddy!
The Allosaurus on its attack rolls a 22.
Oh, dear. Fine. That's fine.
Hopefully not a cold shot on the dick waggle.
It was a good shot.
As it bites into your shoulder, sternum. I mean, it's a large creature, so it probably gets quite a bit of you.
Yeah. It's going to be a mouthful no matter what.
Hey.
For 15 damage.
All right.
Also, were you reckless attacking?
7 damage, yes.
Let's see if I crit. No.
All right.
Is fairy fire?
Oh boy!
I think that's second.
You level. Round up on the next one.
Fair enough. Because we rounded up on the last one.
Flynn.
Okay.
You now have come back from the brink of death.
Disengage, homie. Get out.
He really wants to just stand up and punch it.
Or you could punch it, then use a key point to disengage.
I have Way of the Drunken Master, which is when I use Flurry of Blows, I can disengage with plus 10 feet to my movement.
Oh,
I'll stand up.
Nice.
Cock knock it three times.
One more gin.
One more gin. First attack coming in. That is a...
You're spired?
Inspired. I'm going to spire. Ooh. That is a total of 15.
Hit.
Nice. One more gin. That's definitely hitting. That's a 23. One more gin. Is a 14?
14 hits.
All right.
Hey. This is going to be a good... So, base 12 damage plus...
21 damage.
Damn.
Punch.
Boom. One more again. Boom. One more again. Boom. Yeah.
Right.
All of it in its tiny ear.
Oh.
Its little ear hole.
Shatter tears.
Can you hear me now?
So, as it is bitten, exactly, as it is bitten Stonebold, you just kind of stagger up, punch it just 3 times in the head, boom, boom, and it's sort of like that UFC fight we watched with, what was his name?
The Jannox Boar.
Not quite, close to the Jannox Boar, like, probably the second shot did it, and then you just kind of elbow on top of its head as it's already on its way to the ground and just kind of roll over it.
If the second one does, I'm grabbing around the neck, I'm doing a running bulldog and putting it down.
Wow.
Then standing up and running away.
And you just use the momentum to just tumble around in the weeds. Josh.
You're also spired, don't forget.
Yeah.
All the spireds.
Yep.
So spired. I'm gonna move to this square. That way, if I kill it, I'm gonna cleave into our bard.
And one is a wild magic sorcerer.
He rolls 2 met nat ones.
So this one is gonna be a 17.
Oh, you hit.
Nice.
25.
Oh, yeah.
So you get plus 10 to each attack?
Yeah, minus 5 to hit. So I'm rolling with a plus 1 to hit. But that's why you reckless attack, so you roll 2 of these.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then your damage is absurd.
Stonebolt just comes straight down on the thing's back and just cleaves through its ostrich-like body in almost in 2. Perception checks?
Oh my god.
I'm going to, after I nearly you know, half this 20. Bad boy
21.
Yell 11. Angrily at the cult.
Because that's going to
And I'll be somewhat perceptive. With a staggering 13.
You're still too busy screaming.
And
so
just innards are...
Josh cuts the axe beak in half. It's just like... you know,
Tusken
and
Raider.
You all just see the... Almost cartoon-esque. The guy's just, pew, 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 as all the goblins take off.
Which direction they go?
Deeper into the jungle.
Okay. Let's remember where they went. I'm also going to go kill the
baby.
They
went to the jungle.
I'm going to go Rocky chase this little chicken. I'm just going to eat him raw.
Roll for salmonella.
And thus Stoneball died. Slain by a tiny chicken.
I come up and pass the pat the guardian on the side. I'm like, good job, Wilson.
And give us something for the temple.
I'll get there.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Turns out it should have been an Indiana Jones moment. That's my bad for doubting. Probably wouldn't help.
165 for the fight.
The next level is 2,700. Oh, 1,374.
It's definitely not worth 1,374 apiece.
Well, did you see how I rogued that?
Would you consider 1,337?
He's a pretty good rogue for being a barbarian.
Yeah.
Or a fighter.
Which is it? Barbarian.
Barbarian. yeah, right. Raging.
I'll go ahead and give you... I'll boost it up a little bit because of the 10%. We'll just go ahead and say an even 500 experience points for that.
Okay. Ooh.
For the dungeon itself?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're at 1826?
Yes.
Tomb of Annihilation has been brought to you by our patrons. Find out more about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Join the nerd conversation on Facebook by liking our page and joining our group. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at rancors_brothel for the latest updates. All podcast episodes are available at rancorsbrothel.com and via our RSS feed. The title track for this campaign, Necromancy, provided courtesy of Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Listen to more great music at sleepfortheweary.com. Much love, listeners. It's me.